With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A new report has a good deal of optimism for graduates of Wisconsin's technical colleges. With graduations from Wisconsin this month, a spokesperson says new graduates of Wisconsin's 16 technical colleges can be confident in their job prospects. During its meeting in Madison last week, the Wisconsin Technical College System Board discussed a recent report of outcomes for 2018 technical college graduates. Spokesperson Connor Smith explains graduates tend to stay where they're schooled.
Our graduates tend to stay in the communities where they live and where they receive their education. And employers in every sector and in every region, every community of the state are really looking for talent based on the state's demographics. So the fact that our grads stay here and go to work for our local Wisconsin employers is a fantastic outcome.
Nicolet College's graduation was Saturday. It was the 50th graduation ceremony in the college's history. By the numbers, 460 individuals were expected to earn a certificate, diploma, or two-year associate's degree in this academic year. This is up from 430 graduates in the previous year. The Tomah Veterans Administration Medical Center was steeped in controversy beginning in 2014. The facility was accused of patient abuse and one person died resulting from a drug overdose. That case was formally settled for more than $1.5 million. Other cases of ill-advised prescription drug use were also reported. Members of Congress came to Tomah to hear testimony about the center with a subsequent report back to the main VA office in Congress. Since then, management and personnel have changed at the facility. In a recent interview with WXPR, U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert Wilkie said the situation at the Tomah facility had wide-reaching effects on the Veterans Administration.
Tomah was the impetus, Ken, for the way this department now handles opioids. It's a great tragedy that we had to go through that, but the benefits that have come as a result of what the folks at Tomah, the patients, were able to tell the country are measurable.
Wilkie outlined some of the changes.
We've been able to reduce opioid prescriptions by about 51%. That's the most of any healthcare system in the country. And we've actually begun to change the culture. We are now offering alternative therapies, Tai Chi, yoga, aquatherapy. Tomah just opened a new golf course.
Wilkie says since the scandal, physicians in the VA are back to using aspirin and Tylenol for pain management instead of first giving out opioids. He says they found that the combinations of old-school pain relievers have worked just as well without the side effects of opioids. After years of Republican majorities in Wisconsin's legislature setting the agenda, a Northwoods Democrat says she's seeing signs of more bipartisanship, but some hard-nosed policy decisions could change things. Ken Kroll has more.
State Senator Janet Bewley of Ashland County says more Republicans have been signing on to bills authored by Democrats as they hope it will avoid Democratic Governor Tony Evers' veto pen. But Bewley says Republicans continue to set the fiscal agenda as the budget is being built right now by the Joint Finance Committee.
It is a Republican-controlled committee. Is the working group that will fashion the budget. And although Governor Evers has the privilege as governor to present the budget, the Joint Finance can either work from it or not, and indeed they've already stripped out 131 items from it.
Bewley says the committee is working from what is called base, or the last biennial budget signed into law by then-Governor Scott Walker. Bewley says her hope is both parties can help build the budget.
Bipartisanship would create a budget that the governor would be willing to examine and perhaps line item veto. But if the Republicans continue to work in kind of a lockstep sort of ideologically driven agenda and have no bipartisanship in designing it, we're going to see the governor veto it.
Similar complaints were registered by Republicans in years when Democrats dominated the Joint Finance Committee. Bewley's district includes portions of Vilas, Iron, and Price counties. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Republican leaders in the Senate and Assembly say Governor Tony Evers isn't communicating with them on his state budget plan that they call wacky and crazy. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss made the complaints at the Republican Party state convention over the weekend. Voss says the governor played to his liberal base by proposing a budget Republicans would never approve. Fitzgerald says they could negotiate with former Democratic Governor Jim Doyle. The two legislative leaders say they've met with the governor just twice since January. A public visitation and private funeral will be held today for an Appleton firefighter, Mitchell Lundgaard, who died in the line of duty. Appleton first responders will lead a processional, which started at 1 this afternoon, from the funeral chapel to Appleton Alliance Church in Grand Chute. Fire Chief Jeremy Hansen encourages people to line the procession route before and after the service in a show of support. The visitation will run from 3 until 6 p.m. at the church. A private funeral for the family is scheduled for Tuesday. Lundgaard was fatally shot in the line of duty Wednesday night, responding to a medical call at a transit center. Our forecast today, becoming partly sunny with a high near 59. For tonight, widespread frost, otherwise mostly clear with a low around 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high near 63. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.